close in every single hour.
Benvenuti, I give him the boot. Welcome to Give Him the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is CITR 101.9 FM. And with you for an hour, or you're with me, depending on how you want to see it, an hour of Italian music, and started off with Filippo Gambetta, La Luma che equilibrista. Philippa, of course, is a very talented accordion player, button accordion, sort of a type of melodeon, if you want to call it that, from Genoa. His father is Beppe Gambetta, and I'm going to play a track from Beppe right now too. I can't help but be drawn towards music from Genoa, given that one of the best singer-songwriters in the world came from there. And of course, his name is Fabrizio De Andrea. He passed away 11 years ago now, all too soon for anyone who's a lover of good music, but his legacy lives on, and also in the covers that people, many people, especially people in the folk music, world music tradition, cover his music. And Beppe does a wonderful version here of his famous song from the album of the same name, Creusa de Mar.
Ombra d'amor e muri de mainè, d'onde ne venì, d'onde le canè. È uscito d'onda lunga, se mostra nua, e mette una cento, cutello a tu. E monta la sega, resto dio, diavolo in sé, se caffetto mio. Esce ultimo da un mappa, asciuga gli ossa da odria, fontana di cumbi intaccate pria. E anda, 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 e intaccato dria chi che saia, intaccato dria cuno le mai na. Gente da Lugan facce da mandila, qui che dulo a su preferisce alla. Frice de famiccia du de pun, che ti puoi mia senza gondon. E anda, e se ve cose ne da ya, cose da bevi, cose da mangiare, frittia de pignè, giancù de portofin, cervelle de bei, tu mangi un vin, lasagne da fittia, i quattro tucchi, pastisso in agro duce delle brede. Migranti d'Urie, qui ciò in dieci, chiamati in vegnata, quello recace, predica ne fanie ed effigie, ma canta a corda marsa tegua de sa na liga ne porta in te na cruza de ma e anda. Yeah.
Pezzo incredibile, Ciarda di Monti, Beppe Gambetta con Carlo Onzo dal disco Serenata. Quel disco è uscito nel 1997, si può comprare ancora ed è un disco spettacolare con un sacco di bei pezzi tradizionali della tradizione italiana. Alcuni pezzi che sono, cioè sono quasi tutti dal vivo, forse alcuni dal vivo, alcuni no. Quella Ciarda, che è una specie di danza dell'Europa dell'Est, credo. E diciamo che quella versione lì è stata scritta da un italiano ed è la versione forse più famosa. È spesso suonata col violino, invece questa volta dal mandolino di Carlo Onzo, anche lui della Liguria, lui di Savona in Italia, Beppe di Genova. Good News from Home, il nome del disco da cui viene Creuse de Ma, quella versione, lui l'ha registrato anche altre volte. Un po' di storia che forse è importante. Creuse de Ma è un disco strepitoso, che è un disco molto famoso, che è stato fatto dal grande Fabrizio De André nel 1984 ed è stato l'undicesimo album registrato in studio da lui ed è interamente cantato in lingua ligure o c'è una specie di dialetto, diciamo, di Genova, in quanto praticamente rappresenta la realtà di questo posto, di questo pezzo, diciamo, del Mediterraneo. Questa lingua, che era la lingua della Repubblica di Genova ed è una lingua ancora viva, che è stata per molti secoli una delle principali lingue per la navigazione, per gli scambi commerciali, perché ovviamente la Repubblica di Genova è stata una repubblica molto importante in passato. E Creuse de Ma è questo disco ormai famoso ed è uscito quest'anno un libro bellissimo scritto da Ferdinando Molteni insieme ad un altro scrittore il cui nome non mi ricordo adesso in questo momento, però ve lo farò sapere, che praticamente racconta la storia della produzione del disco e racconta ogni brano del disco e spiega il contesto storico, culturale e linguistico. Ed spero che in programmi futuri potrò presentarvi questo intero disco, magari con una spiegazione di tutti i brani, un po' di storia, così per capire meglio di che cosa si tratta e perché viene considerato uno dei dischi più belli in assoluto. E non soltanto da italiani, poi anche da musicisti stranieri, tra cui David Byrne dei Talking Heads, anche lui ha detto che è proprio uno dei dischi più belli che lui abbia mai sentito. Un grande complimento, immagino. Okay, so you just listened to the Beppe Gambetta and Carlo Onzo from Serenata, and also a piece by Fabrizio De André from Beppe's earlier album Good News from Home, which was one from way back in 1984. You're listening to Given the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and I'm happy to be presenting Italian music for you today. It's 20 past two. I'm going to be back in a minute with some music from Sardinia.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca. cosa.
Se musa sull'orizzonte sul destino, vieni figlio ciò che prendiamo il fresco, vieni figlio ciò che prendiamo il fresco. Come te fissa che ranzo ferie, se non pregunta frate mio Peppino, come fuggì l'esercito tedesco, come fuggì l'esercito tedesco. Con noi fanno calle mia pena, c'era calore che nel mio termometro il mercurio colliva la tempesta.
That was Cordas et Canas, who are another Sardinian group, and they are from, I believe, from Olbia. The name means strings and pipes, because those are the things that they play. They play all things with strings, different types of instruments with strings, and also things that you blow into. They hail from this wonderful Mediterranean island that is so rich in traditional music, but they managed to make it sound completely modern at the same time. I've been a big fan of Cordas et Canas ever since I saw them play back in Brisbane, Australia, where I grew up, when they did a wonderful concert together with Piero Marras and the Tenores di Bitti, put together by the Sardinian region and, I believe, you know, the Italian consulate and the Australian government. A wonderful concert back in the 90s. And that's when I first saw them play, and I was just blown away. I've been listening to them ever since, and one of the things that makes their music interesting is the use of the traditional instrument called the launeddas. It's the main sort of known instrument for Sardinia. It's a bamboo pipe or cane pipe that actually has three pieces to it, and they use circular breathing in order to get this sound. It's sort of like a bagpipe without the bags. And it's very hard to play, and it sounds very cool. There are some other instruments in different parts of the world that are slightly, you know, close to it, but nothing quite like it. And if you were lucky to be at the Mission Folk Music Festival a couple of years ago, I was translating for a Sardinian tenorous group, and they had two musicians with them, Orlando and Eliseo Mashia, who were masters at playing this instrument. Orlando teaches lots of people around Cagliari and all of Sardinia how to play this instrument. His son Eliseo is a master as well, as playing all these different instruments. So if you do get a chance to check them out, I highly recommend it. The type of music that the island is familiar, well, is well known for, is the vocal tradition, this polyphonic singing tradition, which the tenores do. And it's sort of, if you listen closely, it sounds like the songs of shepherds, really. There's the sounds of sheep and the sounds of animals. And the Tenores di Bitti are probably the most famously recorded group. They were taken on board a number of years ago and had a Peter Gabriel did record one CD with them on it. And so a lot of people who previously wouldn't have known anything about Sardinian music, let alone Italian music, would have heard them then. I love them, Cordas et Cannas. And the album is called Fronteras, and that track was Minas et Fronteras. Of course, Sardinian is its own language. It's not a dialect of Italian and is quite unusual. Has its own dialects, four major ones, in fact. And it's an area of constant fascination for me, if you didn't know already. Before that, another Sardinian group, Trio Argia. Microcosmi is the name of the album. Ballito is the track. And that group is made up of three wonderful musicians, Alberto Balia, Enrico Frongia, and Riccardo Lai. And they bring together this incredible sound of the Sardinian guitar played by Alberto. And then the other two musicians in there on lots of different instruments. They've worked, collaborated actually with Riccardo Tesi. Alberto used to play a little bit with Riccardo in a group called Rhythmia, who came to the Vancouver Folk Music Festival back in the late 80s, early 90s. I'd have to check that up. And they also worked together with Caterina Bueno, a wonderful Tuscan folk singer who Riccardo Tesi recently dedicated a double album to. And why don't I play some Riccardo Tesi for you now, just because it sounds like a good thing to do, given that we were in the theme. Riccardo Tesi and Band Italiana have a brand new album out called Madre Perla, and I have been playing things from that of recent time, but I'm going to play something from an older album, and this track is called Tevac, and I'll follow it by a beautiful song called I 24. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull. This is Give 'em the Boot, an hour of Italian folk music. I hope you're enjoying it. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Winnipeg's Lejup are bringing their triumphant poetic songs about long-dead Russian prime ministers, ghosts, spiritual rebellion, and barely keeping it all together to the Biltmore Cabaret, Wednesday, July 13th.
Come down from your mountain. Where are your children flocking to?
Opening up the show will be East Van Minimalist's Drawn Ship and the lovely local harmonies of the Abramson Singers. Advance tickets are only $8 and can be snagged from the Biltmore. It's going to be a night of beautiful and eclectic music you won't want to miss when Lejup hits the Biltmore Cabaret, Wednesday, July 13th. Proudly presented by CITR 101.9 FM.
That was the fantastic quartet called the Klezmerata Fiorentina. And they were here at the Huspa Festival here in Vancouver earlier this year. I had the extreme pleasure of interviewing them here on the show. And they are four fantastic guys. They all live in Florence, and they belong to the very famous Orchestra del Maggio Musicale, fantastic symphony orchestra in Florence. Igor Polesitsky on violin, Riccardo Crocilla on clarinet, Francesco Forlanic accordion, and Riccardo Donati double bass. They're a wonderful group, Klezmerata Fiorentina. They are four classical musicians playing Italian, well, playing klezmer music. They're all Italian except for Igor, who is, where is he from? Oh my goodness, from the Ukraine, that's right. He's from Ukrainian Jewish family, and so he's sort of the ringleader of the klezmer revolution in Italy to do with these guys. Really great CD, and the CD is a series of, they call them variations, and this one was called Sei Gesund, which means farewell. And he really makes the violin sound like a weeping person. It's incredible. And the clarinet is great too. Heard a couple of tracks from Riccardo Tesi, one with Band Italiana from their album, well, from an album actually they did, they were part of, called Cafe Italia, and it was all organetto music from Italy, and that track was called Tevac. And then Crinali, which was a wonderful album that Riccardo Tesi put out with Claudio Carboni, his sax player, featuring the voice of Ginevra Di Marco, Ai 24. It's a traditional song, as they want to do, from Tuscany, I believe, from the north in any case. You're listening to Give Them the Boot. I have roughly 10 minutes left here on the show before it's over. Thanks for being with me. It's always a pleasure. I'm going to play a little bit of Roman music here with something by, excuse me, arranged by Nicola Piovani, famous arranger and composer in Italy. I got a frog in my throat. And this one's called Se campa pesi a un filo, Nicola Piovani.
Nona è la barca che tiene la rocca, che tiene la rocca.
Decima tesse con abili dita,
con abili dita, morta è la terza, e sotto a chi tocca io taglio i fili e stronco la vita.
Se campa appesi a un filo non si scampa, però per carità non lo tirate troppo che se strappa, lasciatevi portare, perché da un filo messo a pennolone che va di qua e di là, si pure non ti spieghi la ragione, è bello dondolare, è bello penne al filo della vita, perché si sai campare, un attimo che passa de sfuggita, è già un'eternità.
Semo Giacobini o credemo alla legge del Signore, si ci credemo o minenti o paini, la morte è un passo che vegela il core, se curre alle commedie, ai festini, se va per l'osterie, se fa l'amore, se trafica, se bozzano i quadrini, se fa ad ogni erba un fascio e poi se more. E dopo, dopo vengono li guai, dopo c'è l'altra vita, un altro mondo che dura sempre e non finisce mai. È un pensiero quel mai che te squinterna, eppure un bene o un male o a gallo o a fonno, sta cana eternità deve essere eterna.
stampa appesi a un filo, non si scampa, però per carità.
Non lo tirate troppo che se strappa, lasciatevi portare, perché da un filo messo a pennolone che va di qua e di là, si pure non te spieghi la ragione, è bello dondo.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground, Thursdays noon to 1.
All right, thanks for listening to Given the Boot today. I'll be with you again next week, and just leave you with one track here by Bebo Ferra, Sardinian guitarist, who did a wonderful album that which this song comes from. No Poto Reposare is the name of the song, and it's a wonderful song that's well known and sung by many a Sardinian singer. And I'll leave that with you. It's from Mari Pintao, his wonderful album. And not to forget that this weekend is the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, and CITR will be out there. I'll be out there with Steve Edge doing some live broadcasting. So do stop by the booth. It'll be near the Shady Stage. I can't remember what number, Stage 5, something like that, where we were last year. And you can listen in to some great interviews with some of the performers who are going to be there. So ci vediamo la settimana prossima. Grazie per essere stati con me, e spero di rivedervi presto. Ciao.